Oh, shoot.
Blog Talk Radio.
I need that. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, a variety of small business solution packages, businesses and professional training webinars, workshops, and seminars. To learn more about our products and services, call 408-357-0951 and for a free 30-minute On the Edge consultation, email me at business on the edge. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership around the world. So this is our lunch grill. And so every Wednesday we want to grill some things up. And this week we're going to grill up and talk a little bit about job discrimination. And one of the reasons I want to talk about job discrimination, if you tuned into our show on Sunday, some questions came up that I thought were viable questions in terms of job discrimination. And this is not just about race discrimination. So let me just make that clear that discrimination on the job can come in different forms. And our show Sunday was about challenges women face in the workplace and because of gender. And so we had a caller contact us and share his challenges as a black male in the workplace and how he wasn't able to get a job or overlooked for an opportunity, possibly because of his race. And, of course, we know that happens. And so I always like to kind of, I think there's a balance in everything. And the truth of the matter is since the beginning of time, there was discrimination historically. There was some opposition between man, you know, if you really want to be literal and look at Cain and Abel, you know, he killed his brother because of some jealousies. And so so we look at discrimination. So let's say, what is discrimination? And so I am actually going to kind of give you a little bit of information of what we can see in the workplace. Age discrimination, we are seeing a lot of that with all of the job losses that we've seen. We're seeing more people who are over 55 being let go from their jobs and a younger generation being brought in. That's a problem. Disabled, big problem. And actually, there's tax credits that you can get for sure here in California. And I'm not sure in other states, but I would definitely check that if you hire a veteran or someone disabled, that there's some tax benefits to that. And again, trying to offset this discrimination. Of course, race has been one of the topics in the forefront of a lot of discussion in terms of job discrimination. Religious, you know, with religious views, discrimination in the workplace, sex or gender. And then now we have, of course, the sexual orientation of that has now become a problem in the workplace, and seeing some of the discrimination things that are happening. And if you want to call into the show today, the number should be there on your screen. Give me a call and let me know your thoughts about, you know, what you think if you were discriminated against, what that was, and then what solutions, because we're not going to ever get away from someone being discriminated against across the board, whether it's work or whatever. So my challenge for you today is really to kind of consider how would you respond to it? What would be your next step? I've dealt with it. I've got a true story, and it's interesting. I was a senior producer contractor for a pretty large nonprofit organization. And let me just, again, I just want to get you to think. I think, you know, like my caller on Sunday, you know, one of the things that I said is yes, it's possible that sometimes a well-dressed, educated black male could be intimidating to a white male. But again, this is not about black and white. And so I want to get away from that. I want to say that there are things, because I think if we were all one color, then we would find some other way to discriminate, whether it was eye color, hair color, or whatever. So what I'm saying is, what responsibility can we put on ourselves to kind of offset some of the behavior? And legislation has certainly helped. You know, we have the Civil Rights Act, which is something that certainly helps. We have other, we're seeing, again, the differences in pay, women versus men in pay. So we're seeing it change, and at least in terms of our laws. Excuse me. So, but what can you do? What can you control that would support a better position for you? And I think we can do some things about that. And I would tell this story, and I'll get back to my story in a moment. You know, this is Black History Month, and I'm thinking about this slave, Biddy Mason, who was brought to California with her children, slave master. And this is in the 1800s. And so she petitioned the courts for her freedom, because in California, I have to let you guys know, I'm not a native Californian, but California has been on the edge for a very long time. It has cracked me up. But she petitioned the courts because slavery was not legal in California. And so it wasn't something her slave master initiated. It was something that she initiated, and she won her freedom. As a result of that, she became a business owner. By the time she died, she amassed more than $300,000 worth of wealth. And back in the 1800s, and especially for blacks, that's pretty impressive. So it didn't mean that discrimination wasn't there. It means that she chose to do something that would put her in a different position in spite of it. So it's going to be out there. So I want to deal with that. And my situation was, again, I was working for this organization, and men enjoy being around men. Men and women do too. So sometimes you're going to see, you know, when you see a business owned by a woman, don't be surprised if you see more women working in that organization than men. And then in terms of organizations that obviously are male dominated, and we see much of that here in our country, but you know, men like to talk the way that they talk amongst men. And so my situation was, I was really kind of booted out. It was really not a nice way. It was an interesting orchestration of incorrect, and I hate to say lies, but absolute flat out lies that pushed me out the door. But the deal was, is that they, you know, you can decide to believe something because it fits into a different situation because you want someone else on your staff, and they wanted this guy in. And so as a senior producer, I knew when I met him, I knew what he wanted. I was clear that he was after that opportunity, and I said it to the organization that I worked with, the team that I was supervising. And that's exactly what happened. It was a coup, if you will. And I couldn't do anything about it. And this organization was headed up by white males, but the replacement that they wanted was a black guy. So I can't say that it was race. It was gender, and it was gender bias. And, you know, I wasn't going to play golf with the CEO and the founder of the organization, but this guy really made his impression, and within, I will say this, that this individual was a con artist and is doing time today. So I'm just going to put that out there. So they should have kept me. But stuff happens. You know, discrimination is not a friendly anything. And so I'm going to give you some statistics on cases. And this is from the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission enforcement and litigation statistics on charges for different types of discriminatory actions. And I'm going to look at this 10-year, 2002 to 2012, for example. And we say that some of the statistics, like for disability, in 2002, discrimination cases, about 18%, almost 19% in 2002. What's interesting is we're now in 2013, and the statistics for these cases are now 26.5%. We have gone up. And so people who have disabilities are being discriminated against more. Not good, not good. And we have to make some changes. And we have to realize that we have some responsibilities. And like my situation, I just moved on. And, you know, if you're in a situation and you didn't get that job or, you know, you didn't get that promotion, you could do a couple of things. One, you could start your own business. I mean, if you have the entrepreneur bug and you're not seeing, and especially with the way the economy is, and we know that it's getting better just a little bit, then I would look at creating your own business, because that's for sure. If you create your own business, you can become your own boss, which is kind of nice, and be the CEO of your own company. And you can do business differently, you know, with that in mind, keeping that in mind. On the other hand, you know, if you didn't get that promotion, you know, you can set yourself in a position to maybe move out of that department. Maybe you can do a lateral move, or you could even go to a look at opportunities at other organizations. There's, you know, I don't subscribe to the fact that in spite of the economy, that it totally dictates everything in my life. I'm aware of the difficulties. I'm aware that we're all trying to create incomes to sustain our living, but aren't we trying to sustain much more than that? And so in business, I am more inclined to say I am a big advocate for I need to be a fit at that organization as well. I need to be able to have opportunities that I think are afforded to everyone across the board. And if that organization does not have that, then I need to look at an organization that does that. And you said, well, you're working for yourself. Well, I didn't always work for myself. I had to still deal with those situations and circumstances. And I have certainly worked with people, and women included, that were from bullies to discrimination. And how you choose to respond is entirely up to you. That's for sure. And so you have an opportunity to take whatever discrimination that you're feeling, whether you're a female, whether you're a woman. We're certainly seeing a lot of discrimination with whether or not a person has HIV or AIDS. We're seeing that become a problem in the workplace, because people do not want to work with someone who's HIV positive or who has AIDS. And I just got news. I got some news for you, for those that are HIV or AIDS phobic. You cannot get AIDS or HIV from working with someone. It can't happen. It, you know, whether or not you use your pencil, pen, whatever, computers, you know, shake their hands, hug them, whatever. And I say hug them, you're like, oh, no, that's a lawsuit. You know, we're so, I'm going to be the most unpolitically correct person on the planet. You know, I don't think every hug means a sexual lawsuit. Just give me a break. My point is that we have some real issues in our country, and we have tolerated bullying. We have tolerated discrimination to some degree. And again, like I said, these statistics are outrageous. Race charges in 2002 were 35.4%. were down in 2002, 33.7%. So that's a, you know, that's a good thing in terms of gender or sex. That's 30.2% in 2002. We're about the same. We haven't made a huge difference in gender discrimination happening in the workplace in 10 years, and we're pretty much in the same spot. Explain that to me, Lucy. I don't get it. I really don't get that. And age discrimination, what about that? Okay, so let's look at age discrimination. What's 2002 saying? 2002, 23.6%. 2012, 23%. We are at the same place 10 years later. That says something for our country. That is the, that is a picture of America, people, a picture of the land of the free, a picture of you can grow up and be anything you want to be. That's not really true. I said this before. You can't really grow up and be anything that you want to be. You need to be realistic at what that could be. Then, you know, for example, I would never be in a women's NBA. I'm like 5'4". I wouldn't even make a good guard. But, you know, so there's some things that limit me because of my physiological makeup. And so so I'm not going to do those things. But I can do the things that, whether it's my intellectual makeup, my physiological makeup, my gender makeup, there are things that I fit, and there's so many things on the planet that I can do. But what I enjoy doing is I enjoy talking. You don't know. I do. I enjoy getting people to think. So, again, my question becomes to you. We can complain about discrimination, and we should. And we should not tolerate it in any category. We shouldn't tolerate it. And I'm sure if we all put a microscope to ourselves, we'll find that there's probably something in all of us that disagrees with or can discriminate against something or someone or whatever. What I'm saying is that we need to be fair in the workplace. We need to be fair. Any country that we call the land of the free, the home of the brave, and say, how can we succeed corporately as a country? And say, you know what, I do not subscribe to the melting pot theory of an example of what America is. America is a tossed salad. No one's melting into anyone. But you know what I like about a tossed salad is that in any workplace or anything, is that you have all of these different flavors. If you had a salad that everything was just kind of one flavor, don't you think a melting pot is kind of bland? But you have salads. You have greens. You have tomatoes. You have radishes. You have jalapenos. You have, did I say radishes? You have onions, you have olives, you have black olives, you have green olives, you know, and so that's who we are. And so for me, my response to discrimination is that I opt out. It's just as simple as that. I opt out. I will opt out, and I continue to do it. I opt out of your behavior towards me because you might not like me because I'm feminine or I'm a female. I opt out on your behavior towards me in the workplace or in business of my being a woman of color. I don't have time for that. What I do have time for, if you really want to do some serious business, let's talk. I can do that, and we can get the job done. But outside of that, and this is what I like about President Obama, he doesn't address race. You know, now we know that race has been an issue and getting things done in Washington, D.C. is a direct result of his skin color. Let's just be real. And, you know, we hear about the good old boys and all of that. But, again, he opts you know, he just opts out of that dialogue, and I'm saying, I opt out. I don't care. I could care less whether or not someone doesn't like that I'm a person of color, woman of color, that my skin is black. I don't care. That's not my problem. My issue is whether or not we can get a job done. Can we do a project? Do I have the skill set and the capacity to do the job? Yes or no? Yes, let's get the job done, period. And I'm saying to you that's listening to this, whether you're a woman, disabled, you have AIDS, HIV, straight, gay, religious affiliation, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, whatever, you have the freedom to make your own choices and say, I want to maximize wherever I'm working, whatever it is. And if you don't like where you're working, if there's unfairness, go to your HR department, you know, take it up with them. If you are a small business, you don't have an HR department, you have other organizations within the government that, like workplace bullying, you can go to, and while should you have the, of course, employment development department and labor department. And so there are options. I just am not going to spend a lot of time having a great debate on it, in that, you know, I want, we've legislated. Now we have the opportunity to change. And if a slave in the 1800s can come out on top at the end of the day, I think anyone could, you know, with the odds against her, you know, with the odds against, you know, people that have struggled with disabilities. You've got the Helen Kellers, you've got the, you know, you've got everyone's dealing with something about their appearance or whatever. Women who are, you know, we have 18 women who are CEOs in Fortune 500 companies. That's a start. That's good. That shouldn't be the finish line, though. So I said, well, that to say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about job discrimination? I'm talking about it on Blog Talk Radio today, absolutely. But I don't just talk about it. I make my own choices as well in terms of how I decide how I'm going to deal with work, how I'm going to deal with business. I don't, I try to watch whether or not I'm engaging with people who openly discriminate. Do I think it should be a secret? No, I think that's, you know, I'm starting a fire on the grill. I feel like I'm throwing, you know, when you're barbecuing, I'm throwing some, you know, the lighter fluid on the grill. Well, here's the thing, and I've said this in the workplace years ago, and I was, at this time, I was living in Florida, newly married, and now Florida's the South is a hard place to live. I'm originally from the Midwest, so moving to the South and living there, I came, you know, I was working for Illinois Department of Corrections, went to the South, and you talk about trying to find a job to accommodate my skill set. It was not a friendly place to be. But aside from that, I just kept doing what I was going to do. I kept going to school, getting my education, worked where I could work. And that was just the way it was. I worked at, I was making really good money in Illinois. I went to work at, Ben Franklin's Crafts. And the boss there did not want me there. Someone else hired me because they knew that he had some issues with my makeup. But you know what? I did a great job. Sometimes just doing a great job for bosses who do discriminate, you know, you can not like me, but you will not be able to talk about how well I can do my job for you. And I did an absolutely great job, and for that organization. So there's some right choices that you can make. You know, I think you really do get more bees with honey. And if you're going to make a transition, make smart transitions. Always get your, you know, education. You just can't beat it. You know, that's not necessarily means that everyone needs to go to college. It just means that there's certification programs out there. There's other ways of educating yourself. If you are able to continue your education or reskill, do that. And those that are disabled, I just believe, and if you're listening to this, I believe that there's something for everyone. Because, well, that's a utopian way of thinking. I said, well, maybe so, but you can't tell me on this vast planet, the entire planet, that there is not a place, a workplace or a position or a job or a company or a business, whatever you want to do, for every person that wants to. You can't really. I'm talking about the planet. Maybe you have to move to another country. I don't know. But what I'm saying is just, can we think deeper than and past what's right in front of our face and do something individually? Quit waiting for someone to give you something. And that I say specifically to my people of color, you know, and not all blacks are waiting for 40 acres and a mule. I am certainly not. But I'm just tired of that. Just be great. Just be great. In spite of whatever, and enjoy how you look. Enjoy all of you, whatever it is. And for those that are struggling with illnesses in their bodies, not only does, and this is just kind of burns my bottom. Can I say that? It's already done. You know, but people who, cancer, you know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, when I talk to some of the guests on my radio show on AM 1220 KDOW, and that's Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and I had a business owner, company owner on who supports women who have gone through some sort of cancer. They get these certifications and licensing, and they're able to fit them for prosthetics. Her passion for what she does is amazing. Her brokenness of how people are treated because they become these outcasts. Like you can get cancer from touching someone. You can get, you know, and for, I can understand you being afraid of something, afraid of not. When I don't understand something, I go and ask the person who's dealing with that. If I want to ask a question that has to do with race, about how maybe another race may think about another race, you know what? I don't ask the race that has that's receiving the problem or the, you know, whether it's in the workplace. I go and ask them and say, help me understand this because I want to know. I'm that kind of person. It's like, you know, it's like a woman saying, women getting together and talking about men. We can talk about you guys, but we really don't get you guys. We don't get stuff like, I slept with her and it didn't mean anything, but I love you. We'll never get that. Ever, ever, never. So we don't even, you know, comprehend that. But if I want to understand that, or if I, we're not going to understand it, but if I want to talk about it with women, it's going through our female filter. But I have to ask a guy, why the heck you guys do that? So that's the premise of what I'm saying. Whether it's workplace, people, part of discrimination, some of it may not be on purpose. Some of it is just because people are comfortable with one another. Groups are comfortable with one another. You can go into a business owned by a black, and you probably will see, go into a black hair salon shop. Believe me, most of the people in there that's working are people of color. You could go into NAACP. I'm sure you're going to have the majority of the people there that are people of color or Asians. So let's say that there's some other things going on. It is not just because of something bad going on, but in any case, you have choices. And what I'm challenging you to on Business on the Edge Extended, the Lunchtime Grill, is what will you do? And if you felt like you were being discriminated against, what can you do to draw the line, and what can you do to just push forward and do things that puts you and places you in a better position in the workplace, in your educational realm? But really, this is about job discrimination. It is out there. It does happen. The numbers are not balanced in terms of how we see genders and races in the workforce. So there is some real differences in the numbers, and you can look those up on the U.S. Bureau of Labor. But my point is that you individually have a choice. You have a choice. And what I'm encouraging you is to take that choice and do something differently. Next time, Friday, tune in.